Pasuk says, "Vayikach koyrach." So Rashi brings down, "Vayikach is lokach atzme de tzadecha od liyas nechlak mitoich eider." So "Vayikach koyrach" means the koyrach was lokach his atzmoi. He was lokach his atzmoi to be nechlak mitoich eider. In other words, to be mafrid himself. Nechlak misha ha'eda lahachzik b'machloikis. So Korach wanted to make a machloikis. Korach was a Levi. So we'll see that the Indian of machloikis has to do with the Indian of shaved Levi. In the next Rashi says, the Ben Yitzchak ben Koz ben Levi, but the Hizke ben Yaakov, it doesn't say ben Yaakov, shebikish rachma latzmoi, Yaakov asks, "Shlei zoche shma al machlokus." Yaakov asks a special rachamim that the machloika shouldn't be poigim Yaakov. Rashi continues, "Vehechon niske shmoi al koyrach." Where is Yaakovino mentioned? Besiachsus to being koyrach zeda. Besiachsam al aduchan v'divrayom. And say v'divrayom, and when the mesiach is on the duchan. Shneim al pasuk says, "Ben Evyosov ben Koyrach ben Yitzchak ben Kohos ben Levi ben Yisro." So there they are mentioned. There it does go all the way back to Yaakov. The Ma'aseh over there doesn't say Ben Yaakov, it says Ben Yisro. So it was mashma from Rashi that Yaakov, you know, asked that the name shouldn't be Mesiaches by the Machloikas, because Yaakov, Lehizke Ben Yaakov. But by the Duchen it is Mesiaches, and there it says Ben Yisro. Mashma, the name of Yisro has to do with the Duchen. In other words, when you're mentioning Yaakov's name as Yisrael, then you can be Miyachas Koyrach back to Yisrael. But when you're mentioning Yaakov, you know, then you can't be Mesiachas Koyrach back to Yaakov. You can be Mesiachas Koyrach to Yisrael by the Duchen, but not to Yaakov. What's the pshat? Also, we have to understand the inyan of Imbriya Yibra Hashem. In other words, punishing to punish. To punish Koyrach, the pasuk says in Perek Tezayin, the pasuk Lamed. The pasuk says, "Vimbriya Yivra Hashem." Rashi says, "Vimbriya Chadosha Yivra Hashem." If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boire, a new Bria. Why do you have to have a new Bria to punish Koyrach? What's wrong with the old Bria? What's wrong with all the Oinshim that the Torah has given until now, until this point? What's the Shaykhs of punishing Koyrach with a new Bria? But the answer is, the most of the answer is with a Yisod that we have to go into the whole Indian of Shevet Levi, or the name Levi. That means there's a theorem in Erebe. We know that the difference between Kohuna and Levia is that Kohen is from Midas HaChesed, and Levi is Midas HaGvura. Levim represent Midas HaGvura, Kiyadua. L'chari Tadova V'Ipuchai, because the word Levi is Hashem Ischabrus. Levi is Hashem Ischabrus. Why was Levi called Levi? So Leah said, "Ki apam ilove ishi." Apam ilove ishi. In other words, kilu this for the show and bias, the Yaakovin is going to be very happy with Leah now. He's going to like her. Why? Because whatever, Rashi makes a cheshbon, because four wives, each one has three children, so she had now her share. So kilu was very healthy for the show and bias. It was a special union of Ischabrus of show and bias. The whole inyan of Levi Levoy is the inyan of Ischabrus. And we know that Midas HaGvura is the opposite of Ischabrus. Midas HaGvura corresponds to Pirud. The Yom Sheini of Brias Oilam corresponds to Gvura. Each day of Brias Oilam corresponds to another Midah. First, Yom Rishon of Brias Oilam is Chesed, is Or. Yom Sheini is Gvura. And by Gvura, what happened in Yom Sheini? By Yavdal Lekim. The Rabban Shalom is Mavdal Lemaim HaTachtoinim from the Maim HaLyoinim. Gvura is Havdalah, Gevurah is Pirud. So the Shevet Levi, the word Levi, the Levim represent Gevurah. On one hand, Lemaisa, the Levim represent Gevurah. On the other hand, the name Levi is the name of Ischabrus. So what's the Kesher? The Chorot Zadova V'Yipucha. The answer is, because Be'etzem, every Pirud, every Gvura is Be'etzem, every Gvura, every Pirud is Be'etzem to bring a Yelove, to bring a Ischabrus together. Pasha Pshat, Moshe Lamad Avadayme, who is the Moshe Lachazal bring down? The Melech Shagirish is Bonav. The son didn't behave, the Melech threw him out of the house. Throwing out of the house is because you want the child to cry that he wants to come back. So the whole period is in order to get him back, but yes, it's A, it's B, it's O. And that's all the meaning of the din. Din, taki is period. Din is mafrid. And the Yom Sheni was mafrid the Mayim Tachtoinim from the Mayim Al Yonim. And the Mayim Tachtoinim taka was is misgageya, that they want to go, want to be reunited. And it's reunited with Melech on the Mizbeach and with the Nisach HaMayim. So the whole period is only kedei to get the Hischabras. Shira, singing, song, represents the idea of bringing the period going back and reuniting the period. Shira represents the idea of there's a period and there's a gaguim to get back together, and Shir brings that. It's mevatel the period and it brings the achdus together, and that's where the Levim were meshayirim. And the Chinuch says in this week's parasha that the ikar avoda of the Levim was to be meshayirim. The ikar avoda of the Levim was the avoda of meshayirim. That's why the Levim were Meshoyrim, because the whole Indian of Meshoyrim is the Indian of bringing back together. And Be'etzem, and that's the whole Indian of the Levim. The whole Indian of the Levim is the Shira that brings the Tachlis of Midas HaGvura. The Tachlis of the period of Midas HaGvura is to come back together. We know the Moshul by Ish V'Ishto, the Plagufa, they both have Neshomas, and then they get separated when they come down to this world. And they come together again, the Achdus of the two half neshamas that come together, is that's the biggest achdus. Levi was called Levi because of Yilove Ishi Eli. It's going to be a Yilove Ishi. It's going to be a Bechina Yilove Ishi. The Nakeva and the Zohar were separated when Yitzias Vlodis, and there's a Bechina of Elishech Shukosech. There's a Tshuka to get together. And when Levi was born, she said Apam Yilove Ishi Eli. Now she felt that there was going to be a hischabrus between Yaakov and Leah, between her and her husband, between Yaakov and Leah. So therefore, that's why Levi was called Levi, because Levi is taka the gevura, but it's the gevura alidei the koyach hashir that brings together, brings everything back together. So the Levim are taka meshoyrim. When did the Levim used to sing? The Levim used to sing by the Nisach Yain. Yain is gevura. Al teira yain ki is Adam. Yain is midas gevura. It's Edom. It's red. Al teira yain ki is Adam. But we know that Gozri Yenom, that we go to the Yenom, because Yain is something that's mechaber people together. In Klippa, the pubs, and in Kedusha, Yain is even Mishta Yain. Mishta Yain brings people together. So it's Gevura, which is period, brings people together. The Nisach HaYain, down on the Mizbeach, is the koyach of that. We know the Mizbeach is the koyach of bringing everything together. That's why the Mayim HaTachtonim, the Melach, the salt goes on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is Mechaber. It brings the Leonim and Tachtonim together. We've discussed that before already, that the Sulam of Tzavartis is the Balaturim, is the ramp going up to the Mizbeach. Akolbonim, the Inyan of Nisach HaYayin is the Inyan of the Gevura, which comes together. It brings about the Tachlus of Gevura is Dafka to be Mechaber together. That's Alidei Shira. So Meila the Levim, who represent this Gufa Nakuda, that the period is to get together again. The period is always to get together. English to say absence makes the heart fonder. It's a period that brings together, and that's manifested by the Levim. It represents Gevura, and they're called Levi, which is Yilove Ishi, and it's done through Shira. So they Meshayrim Shas the Nisach HaYayin, and that's Mashlim, the whole Indian of the Indian of coming together. Chasana, there's a lot of Zmiris, Shiris, there's a lot of singing by Chasanas. Any time there's a bechina of everything coming together, the gaguim coming together, what brings it together is the koyach hashira. This is b'emes the whole sort of understanding malchus shemayim. Malchus, we know the king is misgala very little. No one sees the king hardly. But that, the less they see of him, the more they want to see, the more it becomes a big deal to see him, the more they yearn to see him. when I was a little boy, the queen in England, there was a Sahabaman that she was going to speed through a certain street. So the next morning already, all the streets are packed, and there's a Sahabaman, and even if there's a maskana, so she drives by in the car, and she waves, and you see her for 5 seconds, inviting Yani. The less you see, the more there's a gagoon to see. So then Taka, king is Nisgal. King stands for the ending of Gvura, and Gvura is period, but he only does that period in order that he should bring together. And that's the way it is, Kilo Malcha Shemayim, that the Melch Malcha Lochim is master himself. In order that we should want to be Megal, in order that we should have a Moridik Gagum to be Megal in Malcha Shemayim. So Mele Dovda Melech represents the Gagum of the world down here, and that's why he represents Malchus. So Mele Dovda Melech compiles Sefer Tehillim. Dovda Melech is the Zmiris. And he learns Torah Zmiris, why you leave a base Megulai. Because Dovda Melech represents Malchus. Malchus is the period that brings together. And that's the whole Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Armoyim Shel Melech. And Dovda Melech brings out this Gaguim, Elecha Hashem, Nafshi Esa, brings out this Gaguim through his Sheikh, coming back together. This is Pshat in the Pasuk of Bereishis Bara Elokim. Bereishis Bara Elokim, we know that Tikkun Ezoiah says, we've quoted it before, that Tikkun Ezoiah says that Bereishis Rosh HaTevah's Toav Sheikh. Ha'ibish has got a taiva for the Sheikh of Klal Yisrael. Bereishis Bara Elokim. Bara Elokim, Elokim is Midas Adin. Says the whole din is only because the Rebbein Shalom has a taiva for the Yiddish Shira, which means the Gagum to come back. The Gagum to come back. So Bereishis, Tav Sheir. Why is the Rebbein Shalom? So because of Rebbein Shalom's Tav Sheir, Bar Elokim, that's why he created din. That's why the Rebbein Shalom created period. Because that's Mayim corresponds to the outpouring of the neshama with Gagoyim. Shivchi kamayim libech, noichach pnei Hashem. What's my raya? I should have said this earlier. This is the raya. What's the raya that shir brings back by a period? Shir brings it back together. Raya mafresh is a raya. The raya sheyivsha lahafrich. So Shir Hashirim is the songs of all songs, is the Shir of all the Shirim. And Rashi says in Akdama to Shir Hashirim that why did Shlomo Melech make Shir Hashirim, compile Shir Hashirim? Because Roh Shlomo Beruach Kodshoi, Shlomo Melech saw Beruach Kodshoi. So the Yidin are going to undergo Goyle Acha Goyle, Churban Acha Churban. And the Yidin are going to remember the times that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to reminisce, how do you say it? I mean, it's the glorious, the Heilige Zeiten, the Moedika times of Zman of Yisamikdash Kaim. And that's what Shir Hashirim is. That's what Rashi says in Akdoma. That's what Shir Hashirim is. You see that what's Shir? What's the Shir of Shirim? Shir Hashirim is the more the period is, the more the Gaguim is the more the Shir is. So the Shir Hashirim is the greater Gagua of Yidin that we want to see the Yisamikdash. It's the greater Gaguim of the Yidin to see everything Al Tikuno. And it's the outpouring of the Yiddish hearts. When they're going through Goyla Acha Goyla, Churban Acha Churban, through the Koyach of Shir is the Koyach that brings us back, that makes us feel. And Taka Rashi says over there in his Adoma that through the Shir, through the that it's Oid Yoshu Valeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zekiru's Mavtiach, that Vada Vada Rebbein Shalom is going to come back to us. So you might see the color, it's black and white. The whole Inyan of Shir is the Inyan of the Gaguim for us to come back. And it's the Koyach Hashira is the Koyach Hashira is the Koyach that brings us back to where we want to be. It brings us back to where we should be. So that's the Koyach Hashira. Yaakovina has two names, Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakovina corresponds to the Matzav of Pirud. And Yisrael is Shir. Yisrael is Rosh HaTevah's Shir Kael. So Yisrael represents the idea of Shira of singing, going back to HaKadosh Baruch. The whole Bria sings Shir to HaKadosh Baruch. Every Siddur is Kamatzkav, the Pirkei Shir, all in Evraim, because this world is called the Alma de Pruda. This world is called the Alma de Pruda, which is the Oilam of Pirud. If it's the Oilam of Pirud, so then we go out of our minds, and that's we sing Shir. So that's a Pirkei Shir, that everybody sings Shir. How do I know that the Yisrael is Shir Kael? That's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov in a fought with the Malach. The Malach is the one that gave him his name, Yisrael. And before that, the Malach wanted to go away. And he says, I have to go up to sing Shira. So Yaakov says, I'm not letting you up. I'm not letting you up until you sing, until not letting you up until Barchin, until you give me a bracha. he changed Yaakovina's name from Yaakov to Yisrael, which means Yaakovina, when Malach had to go back up for Shira, Yaakovina was Mamshech let Shira from the Malach of Esav, and that's because his name was changed, Kilo, from Yaakov to Yisrael. Yisrael corresponds to the Gagoyim. Yisrael is very closely connected to the union of Malchus, Malchus Shemayim. In the Pasuk of Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim, which is Hashem Elokeinu, begins Shema Yisrael. Because Malchus, we said, is the Malchus, we said, is the period today to get back. That's the Shem Yisrael. That's why by kings there's always a lot of Shira. There's music, there's a national anthem, there's Shira, because the Shira by the king is what brings people together around the king, loyal to the king, to get builds up the people's patriotism to the Malchus. So I mean, that's why the king Malchus has the Bechina of also Malchus has the Bechina of Shira. Shabbos is the seventh day. Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, Toshev. Shabbos is where we have Gagoyim to go back. At the end of the week, we feel how nifrat we are from Rabbi Shlomo. So I made it therefore with my mind Gagoyim for Shabbos, which is Rosh Hashanah, Toshev, to go back. How do you go back? You go back through Shiras and Zmiras. So I made it therefore, that's why on Shabbos you see a lot of Zmiras and Shiras. Whenever there's a Bechin of Malchus, which is Shabbos, the Yom HaShvi, so Malchus is the period G'day to go back, and it's done through Shira. And that's what we say in Davening, from Zmiras, Shiras, is Shvacha, is Bracha, is Vodoy, is Lemelech, Keel Chai V'Kayim. So Meila, if that's the case, then we can understand the Pagam. Understand the Pagam of Korach. The whole Einan of Levi is his Chabros. It has to be a period. It has to be a Chalukah. It's like the Machloikas, which is the Machloikas to get back to Shalom. The greatest Shalom is the one that came after the Birurim, after there was a period, and the period just caused the Kiruv. The period caused the Kiruv Lebavos. That's the Gedder of Shevet Levi. Sheinkin Korach. You see that Korach only chab the first chelik. Korach only chab the first chelik. Lo kachatz mamin atzad. Lo kachatz mamin atzad li is nechlak. Levia is taka nechlak. It's taka midas agvura. The midas agvura is the inam chaluka. Over the tzveite chelik, the second chelik, is that chelik Korach was poigim. That chelik Korach didn't belong to. He didn't belong to the chelik, which is mazbe, which is megala, that the whole inyan of the period is only to get back. This is his mistaken Ashkofa over here. It was a mistaken Ashkofa of the ganze Welt, the whole Indian. We've quoted before, so this shares a bit out of order. My Moichin is a little out of order now. But the whole Indian of we said before that Yain, we spoke about Yain. Yain is Bechinas Din period, only if they come together. We know how Pnimi is Yain is Bina. Shemin is Chalchma, and Yain is Bina. Bina, we know, is the Sherish of Dinim. It's the Sherish of period, but it's also the Amtok of the Dinim. Whenever we talk about the ending of the to be mamtik the dinim b'sharoshan, so what does it mean to be mamtik the dinim b'sharoshan? Mamtik the dinim b'sharoshan means when you magala that the din bought kiruv, when the period caused pirov, and then you're going back to the rishis hamachshava of what the din was supposed to be in the first place. The shorish of dinim is that it should bring to the shorish of any period of the king throwing his child out of the house is in order to bring him back. It's not a period b'fnei atzmo. It's a period they think. So when a person comes back, when it causes kiruv, so then you're reaching what the original purpose of the whole dinim was. And then your mamtik dinim b'sharoshim. And that's the b'chino bina, which is the b'chino of yain, like we said before. So Meila, therefore, that's what Korach was poigam. Korach was poigam in that b'chino. He was poigam, he saw Leviah, he saw Shevet Levi, he saw the Bechina of the. He felt very strongly the inn of the period, the inn of the Chalukah. So maybe he wanted to be a Kohen, he wanted to go to the Sitra de Yumin, he wanted to go to the Kohen. The Kohen is Chesed, the Achdus. But their whole matzav is a matzav of being Meshayirim, the Adarabba. You're supposed to be Meshayirim, and if you're Meshayirim, so then you bring him to the. You are Mamtik the Dinim Meshayirim. The Kohen is Midas Chesed. Of the koyach to be mamtig adin to be b'shoyrish, that's a moed kazach. That's the koyach of Shevet Levi, and that he wasn't masik. You want achdus, you got to go to kohuna. You want period, you got to go to Levi. You're going to be mamtig the period. You're going to bring the period to the greatest levels b'shoyrishim. So this is why his mistake was. Then it's peled kazach because Yaakovina actually zocher b'machlekusa shel koyach. Because Yaakovina is ashamed that he koyach can be poigam, because we said Yaakovina corresponds to his mana period. because Yaakov Shlei Zachar Shmoy Malchus Shkoyach. Where is Koyach Zichas? Yeah, mentioned by the Meshayrim, by the Duchan, because the Meshayrim is that there it says Ben Yisrael. It doesn't say Ben Yaakov. Ben Yisrael is the Koyach of Shir Kael on the Duchan. There can't be Poygam. There's the Koyach that brings it back. The Pegam would only be on the Shem Yaakov, over the Schabros through Shira. Because that's only any day. That's only a, this whole inyan of dinim bifnei atzma. We've given shiurim on that inyan already. That was the whole inyan of the klipa of Esav. The klipa of Esav is dinim, is odoyim, is the din mitam din. There's mechisa molek, then there's mishtayayin. Purim is mishtayayin, because the mishtayayin comes through mechisa molek. It shows you that din has a hamtaka, shows you that din has a merdik together. So Meida also explains the whole inyan of Imbriya Yivrasha. If Bereshis, if the whole tachlis of the Bria is the Bereshis has a taiva for the shear, and therefore the whole period is in order to bring the shear back. So Meida therefore that, and that's the whole celebration of Bore Lakim. So Koyrach's Pagam is a Pagam that's mushrish in Bereshis Bore Lakim. He was poigam that shayrish. He was poigam that shayrish of din. He was poigam that inyan of understanding that the gevura, the period, is only to get back together. So Meila, therefore, that's why it's punishing that to be a bria yibra Hashem. Because he was poigam that the bria b'shayr Hashem. Meila, for that to be a bria yibra Hashem, bria chadosha, to be manish koyach. So maybe that's coming to Chodesh Tammuz, Chodeshim of Dinim, by very definition, cause a period. Nice shame with Nechrav because of sin as chinam. We have to realize that the whole inyan of period, the whole inyan of dinim, the whole inyan of bechlal, when a person feels richuk, is only kedei that there should be moedika, only to bring up a moedika chuka, of his garus. A person feels a richuk from the Bnei Shlomo, a person has to realize that the neshama akdosh of a yid is the greatest richuk is a yid as a neshama. The gagum of the neshama to go back is such a moedika, neredika gagum. Because there's no greater period than the neshama has been taken away. The whole ending of mitzvahs is only to get the neshama back to feel the kisa covered. That's the whole ending of tcheles. In other words, tcheles is like direction. If you see the tcheles, it's demi the yam. Yam is demi the rakia. Rakia is demi kisa covered. That's all the neshama. That's where the neshamas of Eden come from. Tachlis of all the mitzvahs. Psil tcheles, v'ayolach ha-mitzitzes, re'isem ha-isoy, v'schartim, is called mitzvahs Hashem. When you see the tcheles, it's giving a way to get back to where we're yearning to get back to. And that's through Yam and Rakia and Kisei HaKovah, but that's where all the neshamas come from. So the greatest neguaguin, which means the greatest shira, is the shira of neshama. So Dovid HaMelech's Tehillim, which is the gaguin of the Malchus, which is period, in order to get back together, the climax of the whole Sefer Tehillim is in the last pasuk of Tehillim. The last pasuk of Tehillim is Koyel HaNeshama Taruka, the Shir of the Neshama. The greatest period, the greatest Richud is the Neshama. When that comes together, that's the greatest Kiruv. So it's better than Shir that's going to bring about the Geula. So when the Mashiach comes, Shir LaShem, Shir Chodesh. The Zoycha to be Masik, the Koyach of Shir, the Koyach that brings everybody back to the Shorish, to bring out the Koyach of Shir HaShirim. When Mashiach comes, and the Geula comes, then the whole Gagum of the Shir HaShirim will break out into a Shir HaShem, Shir Chodesh. So we're going to the months of Pirud, the months of Pironios, the months of the Shver HaChadoshim. We have to realize that a person's got to try to live the life of Achdus, a person's got to try to live a life of any Richuk, any period he sees, only should make the Gagum stronger, and only should bring a person closer. And even when a person is on Avodas Hashem, feels a Richuk, it's another Gan to Tachlis. The whole Tachlis is that Bnei Shlomo wants to eat Shir. The whole Tachlis of Elikim, the whole Tachlis of Midas Adin is the Torah of Shir. Bnei Shlomo wants our Gagum, Bnei Shlomo wants the Shir and the Gagum to come back. Just like the king, he's muffled himself from the people, and the king is bad and very lonely. Sidua, kings are very, very lonely people. So everything is official. They don't have friends. A king doesn't have friends. A king's very lonely. A king needs company. But because he's a king, he's got to be muffered himself. But he only wants to he's looking out of his palace, goes out into the big porch of his palace and sees thousands of people singing. They're so excited to see him. It gives him whole chiyas, because Batsim he's a person who's mufrid. Ben Shalom created in the world that everything should be nifrat from him. But Ben Shalom wants the company of the Nishmas Yisrael. It's the company. And therefore when the whole Bria sings Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Shira that the whole Bria sings. That Shira is a Shira that's going to bring everybody, that gives Nahmar the Kenachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Rashis. That's why Taka says Bereshis, which should be Yisrael, should be Rashis. Yisrael is the Shira Kel. Yisrael is the Shira Kel. Yisrael is the Koyach of Shira that brings everybody back. And that's the end of Shuvah Yisrael, Adoshim Lekecha. Shuvah Yisrael. It's the Shuvah Yisrael, the Shuvah of Klal Yisrael, bring Klal Yisrael back. Yeah, and I'm sure hoping going into the weeks, Shuvah Zeicha, to get back. Shuvah Zeicha to be to avoid the case Karavis. Shuvah Zeicha to Shlomo Melech's Nevuah, Shlomo Melech's Ruach HaKodesh, and Sheyashim, Shuvah Yisrael, Bemeluoy. Oid Yosef, the Rebbein Shalom should come back to us. The Rebbein Shalom should see our Mordecai Gaguim. The Rebbein Shalom should see the Mordecai period that it's making in the Bria. The Rebbein Shalom should see the Golas Edom, the Koyach HaMemalek, the Koyach HaHomon, the Yeshnei Amechad, Mefuzim Mefayrat. Because Amalek is Gevurah the Klippa, and Gevurah the Klippa is period, Lashem period. His Kitrig is the Mefuzim Mefayrat Ben Am. It's the period of Klal Yisrael, and the period of every Yid within himself. He's Keshur the Rebbein Shalom. That we have to every day Shira, Zmira, Shira, Zizbach, especially to sing to the Rebbein Shalom and bring it back, and then we shall be Zoicha Mitzvah Hashem to the Shira Hashem Shechodesh Meher B'Yomim Amen. So the person feels very lost. Sometimes he gets himself back through Shira. Through Shira. So I know what Mr. Tom, I mean, so we say, I mean, this is Shabbos. It's anim zemiras, mishir meiroig. Ki elecha Hashem nafshi sarig, nafshi chomda b'tzad yedecha. It's mamash everything. It's mamash the whole shit that we just gave. Nafshi chomda. The Indian of Nafshi Chomda B'Tzeh Yadecha is the Indian of the Gaguim of the Nefesh, the Rabban Shalom. And that's how it begins, through the Anim Zmiris, through singing Zmiris, Shirim Eroik, through the Shirim, it's Mamash Tachol Anim Zmiris, Shirim Eroik, Kedecha, Nafshi Sar, Nafshi Chomda B'Tzeh Yadecha. Chemda of the nefesh to be with tzeil decha, to be with tzeil of HaKadosh Baruch. There's another ikka that I forgot to say. See, more exactly, the Levim, their ikka, the Levim's ikka season was Tak on Sukkos. And the whole perek Chalal is all about the shira, the simchas v'sasheva, the chalal, and all the different musical instruments. Mal and the duchan, the Levim going up to the duchan, and whether the ikka shira is prepared, whether the ikka shira is clean. The whole Perek HaChalal talks about the Simchas V'Sheva, which was the Eka season of the Levim. And that was in Sukkos. In Sukkos, because Sukkos is a person that's coming from Rosh Hashanah, it's coming from Yimei Din. It's coming from a large chunk of Yimei Din. Tishri B'Chal is Din, Tov Shin Reish Yud, it goes backwards. It's all B'chin is Din. A person feels his matzav, person feels scared of the Rosh Hashanah, a person feels a richuk from the Rebbein Shalom, Rosh is scared. It's a man of din. Rosh Hashanah is a yom din. It's a tzeresim tshuva. It's a dosage, a large dosage of midas adin. A large dosage of midas adin is then a person brings a person to much more gaguim to the Rebbein Shalom. That gaguim for the Rebbein Shalom, that's where the Yom Tov of Sukkos comes. The Yom Tov of Sukkos is it brings back the Sukkos, the bechinah of yimina techakeni. That.
says, the Arizal says, the Roshana does the Smoyda Tachas Roshi, wasn't Takin Shiashir, Smoyda Tachas Roshi, the Yimino Tachavkeni, and the Yimin is Tachavkeni. Yimino Tachavkeni Sukh, in other words, when there's a Smoyda Tachas Roshi, there's a Smoyda Tachas Roshi, then we mean it Tachavkeni. I remember discussing this with you once, we were talking about Chinuch of children. And if you patch a child, the most important thing afterwards is to hug him, to embrace him, to show him that the whole patch was only Bederech Kirva. But if you patch him and throw him into bed, and I don't want to see you till the next, till tomorrow morning, that's a koyach to come out of. And that's gevura, Hashem gevura. In other words, my tati patch me, als din, als gevura. That's kula irichuk. It's mamish asa to do that. After the din has to come, the other has to come, v'yimine techapkeni. The Reinschlam does it with us. So we have to do it with our children as well. So Mela, after the dosage of Rosh Hashanah, of Dinim, of Richuk and everything, it has to be a Sukkos. And in the Sukkos there has to be Simchas Ves HaShavuos, but Mamish from Matzah Yom Tov, every single night, has to be a Simchas Ves HaShavuos. And Simchas Ves HaShavuos, the Levim show us, comes to Sukkos, the Levim show us. Even though we went through Rosh Hashanah, we went through Yom Kippur, we went through Zmanim of Din, we went through Zmanim where we felt a richuk from the Rabban Shalom. Richuk meaning pachad and a yira, that type of tenua from the Rabban Shalom. Makes us desperate, you know. Almost like a child calls out, the parent punishes him, the child calls out, love me, show me love. You just showed me richuk, now show me love. So that's Sukkos, and that's Kufa, that's the Sukkos, Beis HaShe'eva and Sukkos, and that's the Ikka season of the Levim. Whenever there's been a matzah of din, So the Levim are those who are ma'ala the matzah back to Ava, from Din, from Richuk, from Pirut. They ma'ala the matzah back to Ava, and back to Ava, and back to his chabras. So, that's why the Levim's Ikka season, and this is Gufo, the Ikka, what the Levim are for. We see also in Perek Chal, Agamaras, at the end of Sukkah, the Gemara is about David HaMelech, he was Koroshitim, from Sheshis Mei Abreshus already, and where it comes from, where the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYam went down, and where it goes down to the Tohoyim, but it's been there from Sheshis. So there's a lot discussed in the Indian of Sheshis Mei Abreshus over there. This is the Yisod of Sheshis Mei Abreshus. The whole Simchas V'Sheva brings out the Bereshus, it brings out the Tav Sheir. The Levim sang in the Simchas V'Sheva, it brought out the Merdik of Tav Sheir. The Mardik Atav, Taiva, the Rosh Lamas, the Yiddish Shira that comes after the Dinim, and the whole Dinim was only there for the Kirva, which is the Bechena of Smoila Tachas L'Roshi, in order to get to the Bechena of Yimine Tachapini. Whenever you see there was the Chamisha also with the Ba'av, it's when they went out, the Tupim and Mechoilis. Whenever there's a Mardik Adin, there's got to be Shira afterwards. Even in Rosh Hashanah itself, the last Kaddish, the Leibedik Kaddish, sing. It's got to be, Shad Zer, everyone says, yeah, but Rabbah, because Shira is the Hamtoker. So what does it mean that Shira is the Hamtoker? Because this is what the Rabban Shalom wanted the region. So it wouldn't be the Richuk, then people wouldn't be desperate for the Kira.
This machshava, this koyach hashira, when I took Mordechai up to the chasen in Bnei Brak, so we're just sitting up there, and all these big tzaddikim and rabbis coming, and mishnas, bell, slonim, and I'm just sitting there and singing and dancing, like 20, 30 minutes, just singing, you know, hit me, like, just, you know, chashashon, vitotaya, or whatever. You know, come together, matzav, just shirish v'shizbachis, you know, the kayach of
Mamish. Other rabbis, it
brings them back. Hours, you know, like if they're over something. Time of simcha, that's what you do.
That's right. Otherwise it remains period. thought he was talking about the Bachar Yeshiva that don't sing Zmiris Friday night. Same way, you get to that. A few years ago, I had an Irish Lamb, such a Bachar. I didn't want to sing, so you wanted to sing, you said Langamora. So I was there in Shabbos in Yeshiva, so I told him, then, you know what, Eislakol, now he's sitting by the Shabbos table. I don't sing Zmiris, now's the time to sing Zmiris. And the Irish Lamb doesn't need you, Blach Gemara now. Now's the time to sit together, sing Zmiris, Bachar, Shivas, such a Bachar, Lamelech, Kilachai, Vekai. Couldn't be Makabul. For Gashav learns by the meal mele, he's a shana al bocha. You know, it's good. The end of the year, the boy was messed up. End of the year, money problems. And today, if he's from, he's just about from. So it's like cold. In other words, you know, a person gets into the Torah is a kid of a citra de gavura. Noichi, piyak gavura shamanu. The shira, other the shira brings it together. So the Melech says, Zmir is how you do base mabula. It's got to be learned in a matzav of zmiris, and then the period brings an achdus. That's how the Torah is. That's unbelievable koyach of shira. Sein der Tag, sorry. What's gonna happen? I told the boys to stick with this word. No, stop. Listen, I'm just this word. Then comes the end of the year, they're all going home. If they look at it, you know, period, lishim, period, so then it's a. If it's period, lishim, period, then it's a baya. You have to go home in order to not know to chab what you had over here. You know, to learn in yeshiva, and that has to bring you back. Yeah.